Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to tell you about a few things. So the birthday show, June 26th, my 40th birthday, is on sale right now. So go to joshearl.com.au for the tickets. Not many left, only like 40 left at time of this. So it's at Comedy Republic, it's going to be great. All the money that we're making in the show goes straight back on the bar, so stick around afterwards and have a drink. And I might even have some new t-shirts. Yeah, that'll be exciting. So make sure you go and get tickets there. Also, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, become one. It's really fun doing a whole bunch of top fives every week. The last one I just did with Beck Petratus about lollies, candies, sweeties, whatever you want to call them. Lots and lots of fun. Lots of good comments on the Patreon there with people saying that my choices were terrible. So that's lots of fun. Also, if you want to leave an iTunes review, you can. Leave us 5 stars, put a little review there. Because at the end of the show, I'm going to read out a couple because I've had some good ones. So this will stick around for the end and I'll read out maybe yours if you put one there. That's all I need to say. Enjoy this episode. Back on the Zoom with Ben Coshin, Tom Walker, Floyd Alexander Hunt and Ray O'Leary. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I continue to be tagged in the Eurovision Song Contest Azerbaijan singers posts, because I share my name with a songwriter who, 3 weeks in, is still a mystery. He's not come out, there's nothing about him anywhere online, so I'm just going to say it's me from now on. Next Azerbaijan person asks me, yep, I'm the person who wrote this song. So we can win this, Azerbaijan. I'm behind you. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what do I get? 4 very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest. He shares his name with a Scottish singer-songwriter whose first single, Leave a Light On, reached number 7 in the UK charts. Can you please welcome, it's Tom Walker.
Yay. And everybody's going crazy, even in the Zoom chat. Hello.
They love it.
A hearty what's up to you and all your listeners, Josh.
This is the first studio one. Is this even a studio? We're doing it on Zoom, but since the comedy festival, so I'm used to having, 1,000 people in the room with me, but I don't have it now.
Oh, God.
It was never.
Well, there might only be 5 people in the Zoom chat, but I think that today there'll be at least 1,000 smiles, Josh.
I'm always scared to speak before I've been introduced. I don't know what the etiquette is.
You're right to be scared. This is people Tom's don't know
who. Who is that voice? Let's meet him. Our next guest is a comedian who shares his name with the visiting assistant professor of maritime studies at Sea Education Association in Boston. Can you please welcome us back to the podcast? It's Ben Coshin. Yay!
Whoa! I'd love to meet this Boston Ben Coshin. That's my Boston accent.
You got to say, you think you're better than me. That's what everyone says in their Boston accents.
You think you're better than me? Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah,
Ben, no, you've got like an immutable voice. No change you can make your voice not yours.
Someone do it and then I'll copy you. That's the only way I know how to do it.
I don't think I can. I'm terrible at accents.
Tom, you've got a Boston, surely.
You can do a Can you say how
no,
you like them apples?
I can do
them
Homer.
Homer? All right, do Homer for us.
Oh, Marge. Ben Coshin can't do a Boston accent.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, and the boy is at it again.
And I'll do Marge. Oh, me.
Also joining us is the first time of the podcast. He shares his name with the executive director of PACE, which is a networking organization in Virginia. Can you please welcome from New Zealand, it's Ray O'Leary. Hey.
Oh, thank you. A New Zealander for diversity. Thank you.
Thank you, yes. We always need one, but today we might have two. Because finally, it's another first time to the podcast. I couldn't find anyone in the world who shares her name, but I did find a bunch of her writing for the Law Society Journal asking people, what was the case that changed their lives? Can you please welcome it's Floyd Alexander Hunt. Yay!
Hello! Kiwi and a woman. Watch out.
Yeah.
A lot of diversity.
Oh my God, a double threat. Oh.
Now, I thought I'd struck gold when I found all these, like, the Law Review Society, whatever it was. And I thought, oh, great, another Floyd Alexander Hunt. But no, it was you.
No, I have a double life, yeah. Comedy is not fully paying my rent, so I have to have another job.
That's all right. I've got another job. It's all good. It's healthy, I think. Hey, I found other Floyd Alexanders, though. But I thought, that doesn't really count, does it?
No, that's just my mum's last name, not my dad's.
All right. Okay.
Where were they? Were they men? Yes.
They were men, yeah. Men on LinkedIn.
Oh, wow.
Professional.
The worst kind of man.
I've met a dog called Floyd, but I've never met another person called Floyd in real life.
When I was growing up, my neighbours named their dog Josh when I was like 8 years old. And I'm like, I don't know if you can do that. Like that's,
it's offensive. Yeah.
I'm already the Josh on the street. And so then they were calling my name every night for dinner.
You have to fight the dog.
Yeah, I did. You'll have to fight the dog. Now, I should point out, Ray, I don't know why I need to put this out, but I will put, Ray, we can't see you. Ray is a man of mystery.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I broke my laptop camera somehow, and I'm not sure how, filming myself too hard or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's broken. Who did you say was the guy who has the same name as me?
He's the executive director of PACE, which is a networking organization. So I don't know, is he just the guy who organises the WhatsApp group? He goes, hey guys, everyone, chat amongst yourselves.
Yeah, he contacted me for this.
Good.
He booked the Zoom call.
All right, our first game today is called Social Media. What I'll do, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names, your buzzers. You get a point if you get right. A point to the person actually wrote the tweet. So you can't lose any points. So don't feel bad about getting them wrong. Our first one, you can't buzz in for your own ones. Our first one is this one. Word on the street, Excel in the sheets.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
I've never met Ray, but I think that's something Ray would tweet.
You are correct, Ben. That is Ray. Yes.
Wow, nice work.
I knew it.
That was you, Ben.
No, I thought it was me, but I wasn't sure. I nearly buzzed it.
If you buzz it, I will call you a dipshit. Don't take it personally. I just do it to everyone, and I always feel bad when I've never met the person, and I call them a dipshit. So, yeah. But I thought it did sound like a Ben Koshin original too, Floyd.
That's what I thought.
Could have been.
I think I'm going to...
Probably not quite silly enough.
I'm going to create a beautiful friendship here between Ben and Ray.
Yeah. What's your favourite function in Excel?
Mine?
Yeah.
Cataloguing my favourite somethings.
Catalog,
oh
it's pretty
God, the
good.
Chemistry.
We're going to start our own podcast pretty soon.
It's crazy.
Off the back of that riff.
Welcome to Formal Function with Ray and Ben.
Excellent mates is what it's going to be called. Okay. Next question. I have never joined an Instagram live with honourable intentions.
Ray.
Floyd.
Yes, Ray.
Oh, wait, I was going to guess Floyd, but I just see she put her hand up.
Very nice of you, Floyd, to put your hand up.
Sorry, Ray. I mean, you can guess me. Maybe
yeah,
it was
I'm
going to
guess. Well, I'm going to guess someone guess Floyd. Actually,
No, that was Tom Walker. There, put there for Tom.
Whoa!
That's a tweet that I wrote because the only times I've joined Instagram, the only time I joined Instagram Live was when it was my first time joining, so I didn't know the person would know that I'd joined to Sticky Beak, whatever the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I saw the person in question was broadcasting themselves to anyone who'd come and look, I was like, well, I got to pull over the car and have a look at the wreck.
I quite often do the same thing. I'll accidentally open up their live, and when it's like less than five people, you know they're looking at every single person who's joining.
Yeah.
And then I quickly get out, and it's like, oh, no, they're going to know that I did not want to see their bullshit.
Yeah, I've never joined an Instagram live on purpose.
All right, next question. Whenever I'm feeling bad, I just remind myself Jacinda Ardern has a sister.
Tom Walker.
Yes, Tom.
I believe that to be a Floyd Alexander Hunt original.
You are correct. The point there for Tom, yes.
Thank you.
Well done, Tom.
Some New Zealand-based tweets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could have been Ray. Famously, it could have been Ray.
The Prime Minister.
Is that what she's most famous for, do you think, Tom? Being the Prime Minister?
I think being the Prime Minister, but of course, who can forget her other works?
She's very loved. Is she as loved in New Zealand as she appears to be in Australia, Ray?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, it's absurd the amount of devotion I think she has, to the point where I don't think you could tell a joke about her on stage and it go well.
Oh, okay.
I think the crowd will turn on you.
Because I know Tim Batt votes for the Greens, and he gets a lot of flack from that, for people who are like, but you can vote for Jacinda. And he's like, I know, but I would like to vote for the Greens.
I mean, yeah, voting for the Greens is like voting for Labour. They end up supporting each other anyway.
Oh, okay. That's where our countries are different, people. Yeah. All right, next question.
During lockdown, Jacinda, on that race, she would post, like, she'd do Insta Lives, and people underneath would be like, Jacinda, you look tired. Get some sleep, darling. Like, the devotion is crazy. I'm a fan, but it is pretty
We'll still have a pandemic tomorrow. Go to bed now.
Go to bed. Have a chai.
Question four. I know everyone's like, the only way to kill Dracula is a stake through the heart, but in modern times, I think we should at least try hitting him with a very fast car.
Ben Caution.
Yes, Ben Caution.
That's Tom Walker.
You are 100%. Correct. Another point there for
100%.
Listen, I'm a man of very few interests. I think we should hit him with a car. Because all that stuff is like from the olden days when you didn't have a gun or like a helicopter.
Or even
they were like, oh, this is crazy. This guy's so hard to kill. Give me a fucking 50 cal.
I thought
Let's see how those bats fare.
I thought it was stake through the heart, silver bullet, garlic. Aren't they the three things? Isn't silver bullet one of them?
Silver bullet is for werewolves. Oh, okay. My friend.
Yeah.
I think it'd almost be harder to find a wooden stake. You'd have to build it. You'd have to make your own wooden stake.
You'd probably have to use a gun to threaten someone to get the stake.
Because you went on a little bit of a Dracula vampire kind of run there on Twitter, asking if you could fuck Dracula once he's the bat.
Well, yeah, I just, is he, you know, he changes so much. Is he the same person?
Is it okay or physically possible?
I think I was asking for okay. I was like, do we think like, is he still married if he's the bat, or is he fair game? But this is because my girlfriend, fellow comedian Demi Lardner, tweeted trying to think of something cool to tweet about Dracula, and I was like, fucking here I fucking go.
You're like
gonna
easy.
Beat you to the punch. Yeah.
All right, next question. In hindsight, bringing a metronome to the rap battle to stay in time was a huge oversight. They brought it up a lot.
Tom Walker.
Yes, Tom.
I believe that's Ben.
You are correct. Another point there for Tom. Yes.
It's Thank really you. Funny. I'm going to go retweet.
I think it's
now.
The best tweet I've ever... I'll never do a better tweet than that.
They brought it up a lot. It's so funny.
Do you ever do a tweet and as you're writing it, you're like, here we go.
Yeah.
Literally never.
I think that every tweet I ever do. I'm like, here we go. Viral town, population me.
I've had a couple where I thought, this is very clever. I better keep the phone close by just to see how it's going. Yeah. Keep the vibration on. One of them was when Barnaby Joyce was filmed in shorts. Like, there was a photo of him in shorts, very short shorts. And he looked like the main guy from Foot Rot Flats. So I had them side by side with the Who Wore It Better. I went, here we go. Because I realised that only political stuff does well anymore. That's the only thing that really goes crazy. Unless it's one of those, tell me a woman's name without an A in it. And everyone's like, and like, I bet you can't. And everyone's like, I fucking can. And then they just start like, proving you wrong. But yeah.
Twitter's fun.
Oh, it's...
It's a great
it's coming
place to
back.
Chill out.
Very peaceful.
Have you seen that one guy? He's like a Canadian psycho, like a journalist or something, I think. His name is Eric Alper. And if you scroll down his timeline, it's literally just him being like, what is the best movie you saw in the 90s? Or like, name one kitchen utensil that's criminally underrated. All of them have like 50,000 retweets or something. But he just, every fucking day, like... rolls out some of these. It's the most like bald-faced game playing I've seen.
That's amazing.
It's so fucking
The second
good.
You said that, I'm trying to think of the kitchen appliance that's underrated. I reckon garlic crusher, maybe.
No.
Oh, the garlic crusher is pathetic.
No, it's so good.
Okay,
the
I take it back.
What was that, Floyd? Sorry?
I think the garlic crusher's great. What's your problem with the garlic crusher?
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's perfectly rated. All you can do with it is crush garlic.
No, the garlic crusher is... No, the garlic crusher is such an investment. It saves time in the short run, but in the long run, you're cleaning a garlic crusher.
Exactly.
You've got to
clean it out. That's the annoying part of it.
I think it's underrated because I think you'd be like, I can live without a garlic crusher. And then one day you're like, I've got some garlic I want to crush. And you're like, what do I do now?
Get yourself a big rock. I don't know what.
Just get the knife on its side, squash it that way, and then you've done it.
I don't know.
And it's so satisfying to put it in there and it comes squeezing out.
Yeah,
it
feels like a gun. Yeah, that's cool.
Can I just say, this Canadian guy's right. We've been talking about garlic crushers for 5 minutes. He
I'm
going to
follow him.
It's a pretty good question.
Great.
It is. Tweet it out, Ben, now. Just tweet it out. All right, next question. Shout out to conventionally attractive people telling us to be body positive. Wouldn't be here without you.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Is it Ray?
It is Ray. Another
Wow, two from two with Ray.
Oh, my God.
We have a connection.
We have a good connection. I'm going to put this down in the spreadsheet.
Yeah, we should.
I'm two from two.
All right, next one. Going to therapy, opening with my second biggest problem, closing with my biggest problem.
Tom Walker.
Yes, Tom.
Ben Caution.
You are correct. Yeah, you guys.
Yep.
You guys are clean up here.
I know his voice. Anytime you get someone talking about a well-known aspect of comedy.
I think I've done seven different types of Pagliacci toys. Going to the doctor. Another tweet where I thought to myself, here we go.
Have you done a baby shoes play on that one?
Oh, I haven't done that because I'm not very well read, so I don't even know the second part of that line.
Oh, it's going to knock your fucking socks off, dude. When you find out what the twist is with the baby shoes.
Don't spoil it.
Baby shoes is famously six words long, and you say I'm not a big reader. Yeah.
I've been actually saving it for a rainy day. I'm going to find out what the deal is.
Next lockdown.
I know they're for sale.
Next lockdown.
Yeah. Ben's on Gumtree trying to just get it for free by typing in baby shoes.
So far,
these don't seem
it's
that
pretty
sad.
Gripping. Baby shoes for sale. I'm thinking why, but I don't know yet.
Well, it goes for sale, baby shoes, two more words. What do you think those two other words are, Ben?
Size three. That's pretty big.
That's a big
That's
baby.
Pretty big for a baby.
Baby.
It's a big baby.
It's a big baby. Not comically large, but a bit big.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a comedy. It's a dramedy. Yeah. The baby is not comically large.
All right. NASA sending a rover to Mars is like me sending a friend to my ex's party. Bring me back evidence or else.
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Is that Floyd?
That is Floyd. Ray's on the board.
Wow.
That's a point there.
Wow.
Ray and I have never met. Just New Zealand connection there.
The New Zealand connection. I probably was at the party. I met her ex at Small Hair.
So it was funny before Tom and Ben were in, Ray and Floyd met each other and Ray apologised for being from New Zealand, which Floyd had to go, no, I too am from New Zealand. And then they figured out
we're apologetic people.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Yes, yeah, and then Floyd confused the river in my town for a railway.
Yeah, I apologise. Oh. Look, it wasn't a super
one of New Zealand's
experience.
Greatest No, the other town is the one with the railway.
We're the boat people.
Oh, and now you're using that around Australians. We're starting to arc up.
Question 9. I understand why they called it snakes on a plane, but it did spoil it a bit. Couldn't they have just called it big plane problem?
Floyd.
Yes, Floyd.
Is that Ben?
You are correct. That is Ben. Floyd's now on the board.
That's another one. Ben. <Come on, bro.
laughs> It's a good one.
God, I'm good on Twitter, aren't I?
That's a good, good tweet.
I'm all right on there. Every now and then.
Yeah, say this. You're great on there, Ben. I'll say this. Your numbers don't reflect it.
No, not at all. It's really cruel.
Maybe this. Maybe this. The Don't You Know Who I Am bump will get you up
Yeah,
there.
Please.
Mm. I want at least 100 of you following Ben by the... Like, stop listing now. Actually, don't stop. You can do it at the same time. Just go... What's your Twitter handle, Ben?
It's my name. It's that easy. So no
Ben
excuse.
Koshan, Kochan. Go find it.
Come on, guys.
Let's see. This will be good.
But, you know, if you want to... I've just checked. And if you do want to get gold like that snakes on a plane tweet, that was from 2018. So you've got to wonder, is he coasting on his laurels at this point?
It's hard to back it up.
Look back. I don't know what was happening on the 24th of November. Whatever was in the water then, Ben, maybe get some more of that. You know.
I think most of my good tweets are from 2018.
There you go. Listeners, got some scrolling to do. That's good. All right. And our last question for the first round. Did your comedy song deserve an applause, or did the audience just realise it was over?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Is it Floyd?
No, that was Ray. I put there for Ray.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh,
no.
Did you think Floyd, because Floyd also dabbles in music and comedy?
Yeah, that's where my brain
went.
And I'm
really mean. Like, yes. I would write something like that.
God
really
damn it.
Scary.
As a New Zealander, Ray, were you worried that people would think that you were having a go at your biggest comedy export in Flight of the Conchords?
No, that didn't cross my mind, actually.
Oh,
though,
okay.
A few musical comedians who I know contacted me and asked me if it was about them, but it wasn't about them.
As someone who has dabbled and does dabble in musical comedy, there's nothing sadder than finishing a song to no applause in musical comedy. Then you really know that song's never going to be played again, that is. Yeah. All right, at the end of that first round, the scores are Floyd, you're on 1 point. Oh. Ray, you're on 2 points. Ben, you're on 3 points. Been in the lead on 4 points. It's Tom Walker.
Whoa.
Well done, Tom.
Yeah, well done. It's not over yet, though, Tom.
Thank you to my peers for having such distinct creative voices. Identifying your tweets has been a joy.
Well, this round is called We Are Family. Now, we have family. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. And today, we're meeting the Alexander Hunts. Now, growing up, Floyd and her younger brother would get in trouble by their parents whenever they had guests come over. But what did they consistently do to cause this? Was it A, their house was a no-shoes-inside house, and when the adults were busy, Floyd and her brother would steal all the shoelaces? They did this 3 dinner parties in a row when her parents stopped guests from removing their shoes anymore. That's A. B, they would try and sneak notes into the pockets of the guests, saying, "Our parents don't feed us. Please help." Prompting their parents to yell at Floyd or her brother whenever they volunteered to hug the guests. That's B. Or C, they had a clear sewage pipe running down the side of the house so you could see the shit and piss go down. Whenever guests would use the bathroom, Floyd and her brother would run outside and see what their shits looked like. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Floyd as many questions you want. Bear in mind, Floyd wants you to get this incorrect, so she gets your point. Ray, Tom, and Ben, you don't have to answer together. You can answer A, B, or C. It's individually there. But the floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Was it exciting to see the piss and shit go through the clear pipe?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I love watching poo and wee every day. Yep.
Okay.
It's a big part of my brand.
So, what were you hoping to see? I guess, like, would you run inside and go, like, "I was brown"?
What do you mean? As in, I was hoping to see different poos, or?
Yeah, I guess, what were you hoping to report back and stuff? Like, did you go back in and?
I think it was just, you know, like that that game. What is it, Poo Sticks, where you drop the sticks in the river and then you see it go under the bridge? Do you know that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that game.
Yeah. I think that's a Kiwi game. Anyway, I think it was like that. You know, you get to exciting to see when the stick or the poo's going to come out, you know?
And why was there a clear sewage pipe?
Yeah, it was a weird house we lived in. My parents were into kooky houses, yeah.
Interesting.
The first one, the one where you stole shoelaces, What would you do with the shoelaces after you took them?
I would turn them into bracelets. Okay. You know, like those ones where you like go up to people on the street and then like wrap it around their wrists and then make them buy it, you know? Yeah.
Floyd, I have a question. If you had to say, which of these is true?
That's a pretty good question.
That's correct.
And bear in mind, I'll be angry if you don't say it.
Yes. I can't. So
I have another question about the sewage pipe.
Yeah.
How did people find out that you were looking at it? Did you report back to the family? Because otherwise it would have just been a secret.
Yeah, we would like yell out to the guests like, "Don't go in yet, don't go in yet. We need to like be in position."
Don't do a shit yet.
Yeah.
Also, like, we're guests doing shits at this dinner party. Who does a shit at a dinner party?
I would never use the toilet in your house.
Yeah.
Everyone could see the sewage pipe outside.
I have a rule that if you're doing a shit past 8 p.m., something's wrong.
I agree with that, Ben. Yeah. I totally agree. What nighttime shitting is a weird thing.
Yeah, you've got a stomach issue.
I had a bit about this in my show. My dad flooded my brother's backyard at his wedding because he like there was a big sign, "Hey, don't do a shit in the portaloos outside. Go inside to the house." And my dad, like, because it was dark in the portaloos, so he sat down to take a piss, but his body just went like Pavlovian. "Oh, I'm sitting down. This is going to happen now." And the backyard flooded because it blocked it.
Oh, my Lord.
And so that was my sister-in-law's pretty much, you know, she was now part of the Earl family. And this is like, this is pretty much sums it up.
Oh, my
sums
Lord.
It up well. Ankle deep in shit and piss.
Wow. Any other questions?
No, there's been no questions about the note in the pocket.
Yes, I'd like to ask a question about the note in a pocket. Is that real?
I knew you were going to do that, Tom.
Famous lies.
You can't do that, Tom.
I want to.
Yeah, but it's ruining the game.
But it would help me win if she said.
And we know that, but come on.
I'm playing.
But you're not doing it right. We're all trying to ask different questions.
Okay, let me ask a question about the notes. The notes... When you put them in their pockets of their coats, Floyd.
Not their coats. Like in their...
Not their coats.
In their jeans and, you know, pants pockets.
In their jeans and pants. Okay. Did the notes exist in real life?
That's better.
What do you mean? Or did I visualize them?
Or is this a lie?
They existed in real life.
Okay. Well, I'm fresh out of ideas.
Do you think you know what you're going to lock in?
Wait, the notes that you were sneaking into the people's pockets, were you hoping, so were you trying to sneak it in? So were you hoping they wouldn't notice you were putting your hands in their pockets?
Yeah, well, I didn't know. I wanted them to read the notes and, like, annoy my parents because my parents just used to make us, like, fish fingers, rice and peas every night, which is, like, I don't want to complain, but, like, not a great nutritional meal. So... Yeah, every
I mean,
night.
It must be. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have much nutrition in it. I've seen a few fish. There's not many fingers.
Yeah, my younger siblings are like over 6 foot because they were fed properly, whereas I was like not fed properly. That's why I'm like quite short.
All right, what do we think? I'll go Ben. What do you think? A, B, or C?
I think I'm gonna go for the sewage one.
Sewage one. Okay. Yep. Point. Yep. Ray.
There's absolutely no way it's the sewage pipe. It's no one would design a house like that.
Can I change mine now that Ray said that?
No, you are locked in.
The connection.
Damn it.
No, you dipshit.
I didn't think about that very obvious point.
You didn't think about anything.
You just fucked.
I guess I wanted it to be true.
Yeah, would you move into a flat like that if you saw there was a clear sewage pipe?
Probably.
Well, my thing, how clear is it going to be after like a week?
Great point. Another good point.
Great point.
That's a good point. Yeah, right. Sucked out. I'm going to say the shoelace one. I'm going to say the shoelace.
And Tom.
Yeah. I will also say the shoelace one.
Well,
because the notes existed in real life.
The correct answer was C. A point there for Ben. It was the sewage pipe.
Oh my God.
2 points for Floyd.
And you guys should apologize to me for all the rude things you said.
Can I just clarify?
I'm picturing the pipe from the start of Futurama where he gets shut through it.
It wasn't, it wasn't a see-through pipe. It was like this really weird house where outside there was like a little lid, like a, you know, like the lid to a pot. It was like that, but like sort of made out of brick. And it looked like it was like, oh, something cool was down there. But it opened up and you could see the pipe was like open. Oh. And then you'd see the like.
Oh, that's even worse.
The shit
yeah.
And
oh, God.
The smell.
That's so much worse. Yeah, we were picturing like the tube you use to convey things in old timey offices. Yeah. This is just open sewage.
Yeah,
you'd stand and observe.
It had a lid on it. It had a lid on it.
Yeah, but then you took it off. You just said you took the lid off to look inside.
If you were a kid, that's so fun. Like, we didn't have video games.
Yeah.
But you should have.
When I was a kid, I remember loved shit and piss and the smell of it. When you get older, you grow out of it.
There's not
put
much
aside childish things.
See, there's not much happening in New Zealand, okay? There's like a railway and a river, and then there's the shit pipe.
When I worked at a school, they would do like excursions to Werribee, which is where the like sewage plant is in here in Melbourne. And the science teacher, Vince, a very good guy, the day before, he got all the kids to have blue food dye. He goes, everyone have blue food dye. It's like, just drink blue food dye, do so. And then tomorrow we'll see if we can see our own shit in the thing, because it'll be the blue shit. And I think that is a fun way to make kids excited about going to the sewage plant. Your school excursion.
Yeah.
He's like the Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society. Yeah.
Well, a captain.
Immediately I was like, I don't think you could see blue that easy. You know.
Out of brown you could.
Oh,
can
okay.
you? Wow.
Mr. Colorvision. Yeah. All right. Fucking Pantone.
Why did your school take you to the sewage plant?
No, it was the school I worked at. So it was just, it was a way.
Josh made the decision.
Yeah, it's worse. It's still children going to a sewage plant.
I think it was talking about waste and talking about where everything goes. And they did a whole unit on, you know, like.
I do remember that excursion.
Overpopulation and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, Ben went to the school I worked at. Like, he, yeah. Ben, our friendship was formed through student-teacher. It was a... Not true. All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Ray, you're still on 2 points. Floyd, you're now on 3 points. Tom, you're on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Ben Koshin.
Whoa.
It's okay. Close.
Here I come.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. Everything that's true, you'll say yeah. Everything's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, they get the point. So, to Floyd. When Ray was a child, he was angry at his mum. So on their house's fence, he wrote in huge letters, "Mum is poos and wees and likes mice." He then wrote her an apology note saying, "Sorry, Mum, you were not poos and wees, but did not say anything about her love of mice. Yeah or nah?" You can ask him questions.
I can ask questions. Okay, well, the poos and wees sounds right because New Zealanders are obsessed with poo and wee.
We had this pipe with a big hole in it, which I'd love to go.
Running through the middle of New Zealand.
We'd love to race each other's feces.
Ray, so hold on. So how old were you when you wrote this on the fence?
I think I would have been around 5. I was very young.
Wow, that's good writing for a 5-year-old.
Or 7? What's it?
And what did you paint it or write it with a?
It was I used we had a plum tree, and so I used the plums that had fallen down off the tree.
Okay, I think nah.
You're gonna say nah? You are incorrect. That is a true story. A point there for Ray.
I'm sorry. I forget how quickly kids develop. I don't know.
No, I think kids know how to write poo. That's one of the first words I know how to write.
Yeah, and my mum was terrified of mice. So as to get back at her, I said she liked mice. It was brilliant child logic.
Well done.
She would hate that. Yeah.
So what, did she just walk home or come home from work and just see you slagging her off on the fence?
She must have come and seen this graffiti on the side of the house. At a and then she had to wash it off as well. Like, I didn't have to do that. So she had to clean it off. And then I had to write her an apology note. Or maybe I did that off my own back. I'm not sure.
Did you write the apology on the fence as well?
Yeah, so sorry, you are not Poos and Wees.
All right, so I'll point there for Ray. Now, to Ray, when Tom was 12 years old, his Xbox controller would vibrate, and Tom, being a curious boy in touch with his body, would use it to masturbate with. The controller would vibrate when he got shot, so he put the controller on his balls and would purposely get shot in the game. One time, though, he got caught by his mum, who couldn't understand what he was doing and thought he was masturbating to the violence on the screen. She banned him from playing video games in his room, and from that moment, the Xbox was always kept in the living room. Yeah or nah?
Brilliant.
My first thought is, your mum's you were masturbating to the violence on screen. In a sense, like, your mum's right.
Yeah, but I was trying to look past. Unfocus your eyes.
Yeah. So, because Xbox controllers are quite, like, big and unwieldy, so like, how was everything positioned?
Big balls.
Very badly. Thank you so much for asking. This is, at best, a suboptimal state of affairs. I was the Duke, the old Xbox controller, which is made up of essentially three immense swooshes. And so there was never any way for it to slot in any aesthetically or indeed sensually pleasing manner.
So yeah, a PlayStation controller would fit nicely. Like, it's...
I don't know. I think maybe that's an overuse of the word nicely. Yeah.
I don't think any video game controller will ever be like a great substitute. What video game would you play?
Halo Combat Evolved.
Or I think there's no way. I think it's just easier to use something else.
Ray, you are correct. That was not a true story. Yes.
What? I was certain that was true.
Well,
it's based on a true story, which is that I would get in the back of the Warthog, and I'd read about vibrators, and so I got in the back of the Warthog in Halo, which has infinite ammunition, and so I'd just hold down the trigger, and then I'd put the controller on my balls, and I was like, I don't get what the fuss is all about. And then I didn't do it again, but I was just like, I guess this is supposed to... I don't know, not for me. I'm going to keep
looking. Little did you know, it was mostly in the penis area where the excitement is.
It turns out that the penis is the focus of much of life's pleasures.
Not for me.
I understand. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I always send the story through to the person before I make them lie about it. And so Tom just wrote back, "You are a freak, good God," which what am I... Favorite responses ever in an email. Thank you. Thank you for that, Tom.
Little freak. Yeah. You are a little freak.
Well, Xavier Michaelides likes to call me a little horny dad. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to be funny. That's all. Very vanilla. All right. So, point there for Ray. Now, to Tom. Ben once saw a woman in a Navy uniform performing CPR on a street pigeon. Yeah or nah?
Ben...
Don't try your tricks with me, Tom. All right, I'm too smart for this.
Okay, yeah, sure. Now, did you... Okay, so this was... where was this?
Near where I live.
Sorry, was this in the land of fantasy? Or was it on the earth that we inhabit?
This was on the planet Earth.
Okay, well, then this is a yeah from me.
You say yeah?
As this is evidently true, judging my friend.
You have a good friend in Ben, and you are correct. He did not lie to you. That is a true story. Point there.
I don't know how to lie. I hate to lie.
Such a good boy.
It sucks.
It's so hard and stressful.
Ben, do you have friends who like play like Mafia or Werewolf or something? I it's so stressful, and all I do every time I'm in one of those board games where you like have to lie or something is like, I am the villain. And I am going to try my best to murder you all. And I understand if you want to vote me out, but also I'd dearly like to hang around for a few more rounds.
Lying in real life is just like improv, and I'm not very good at it.
But this is a true story, though. You don't have to lie here. So what was it, like someone who was a bit mentally unhinged who just happened to have a Navy uniform?
No, I'd seen her on the bus a little bit.
Interesting.
In her Navy.
She's going to besmirch the name of our armed forces.
Yeah. She was. I think she was like.
Anzac Day, no less.
Yeah.
I don't think a bus rider's proof of a
clear
fit of mental health.
I agree with you, Ray.
She was on top of the bus.
No one's happy that they're on the bus.
But, yeah, she wore the Navy uniform a fair bit. I assumed she was just in the Navy. I thought it might have been, like, some sort of recruitment thing. Like, look how noble these people in the Navy are. They'll do CPR on anything.
Did you stick around and see if it worked?
Yeah, because I saw her and I was going to get a quarter chicken. I don't know if that's ironic. And then I came back from getting my chicken and...
Wait, do we want to just check? Does anyone know if that's ironic? We've got a few comedy's best and brightest in here. Yeah.
And I came back and the pigeon was still lying there, dead. So the CPR did not work.
Didn't work. Because this is not the only bird story. So Ray also submitted a dead bird story.
It's like
So do you want to tell your dead bird story now, Ray?
Oh, it was just that when I was little again... I think my mum always tells the story that she was bending over and like she felt something on her shoulder and I put a dead bird on her shoulder.
Oh no!
And then she started like she was upset. She started I don't know why she started screaming at me and stuff. And then like she was like, "Why did you do that for?" And I said like, "I wanted you to be a pirate."
You're so mean to your mum.
I know. Well,
you're like Stewie Griffin.
In my defence, she was Poos and Wee.
Stewie Griffin.
Mother, I've just got just the thing for that shoulder of yours.
Blast!
Yes! Yes, Ben, yes!
We got some Simpsons voices and Family Guy voices in this one. Something for everyone.
We are the coolest. Alright, so to Ben. Now, Floyd's mum had a tampon business called Bleed For You and would hire Floyd to walk around dressed as a giant tampon to try and drum up business. Yeah or nah?
Wow. Did it get hot in the tampon?
In the outfit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
What was the costume made of?
Yeah, that one.
Like,
that question.
Lycra. Like Lycra.
Okay, so... breathable fabric.
Not an actual tampon, no.
How long did you have to walk around as the tampon?
Just for a few hours.
And how's the business going? Is it booming?
It went under.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
How old were you when she made you walk around as a tampon?
Oh, like 5 years ago. I was 23, 22.
It sounds true to me.
You gonna say yeah?
I'm gonna say yeah.
Ben, you are correct. That is a true story.
What? Oh my god!
Whoa! Sorry to hear the business went under.
It's okay. It was a bad. I mean, it was a bad business model.
Is Bleed For
There's
You?
There's plenty of good.
A pun, or is it a play on words?
I guess so, but like quite a disgusting play on words. Yeah.
Because I was thinking, is it like the only thing is Burn For You, which is the John Farnham song, but I doubt that's.
Oh, I don't think that... No, I don't even think that was a thought. I think they just were like... But it's weird because it wasn't... Like, you can buy cheap tampons from the supermarket.
Yeah.
Which are really cheap. Or you can buy ones that are more expensive that go to charity. But, like, this... Only some of the profits were going to charity. So it was just, like, a really expensive tampon that didn't really go to charity.
Mm.
So, I mean, yeah, it was destined to fail. Yeah. I just... I don't know how I got roped into it. I have a really weird relationship with my mother.
Did you get to keep the costume?
Yeah, I still have it.
Yeah, great.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was like a full... You know those Lycra suits that have like... That completely go over your head
like
as well?
Like the morph
so like completely,
suits,
yeah. So
what did people think
white.
When they saw you on the street?
I think they did think I was insane, yeah.
Yeah.
What was
especially
the...
Especially when I... Sorry, say that again.
I was going to say, what was the colour of the suit?
It was white.
Right.
That's so great. Was it just a white suit with like a bit of string on it?
Yeah.
I don't know if people would have known that was meant to be a tampon.
No, they could have just thought I was, you know,
a ghost that hung itself.
I would have, I think I would have thought you were a computer mouse.
Yeah.
A computer computer mouse. Yeah, I guess, well, I can use the suit for a, for that another time.
At the end of the round, the scores are Floyd, 3 points. Ray, 4 points. Ben, 5 points. Also on 5 points is Tom.
Whoa.
So close. Close. Anyone can win. This is good.
It's neck and neck.
This round is our final round. It's called Who Who, Who Who. In this round, I'm going to read out 10 questions about the four of you. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. A point off if you get it wrong. You can't buzz in for your own ones.
Oh.
The floor is open for question. Floor is open. No. Here we go. I said the last I fucked up. Okay, question one. Who told theatrepeople.com that the reason they got into comedy was because in high school they did a speech about World War II and got huge laughs?
Floyd.
Yes, Floyd.
Is that Tom Walker?
No, that was Ben Koshin, a point off, Floyd.
Oh.
Did I do that?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, Steve Urkel's here. Did you...
I didn't do... I want the record to show I did not do a speech about World War II.
Well, I was going to ask
and
this.
If you did.
Theatrepeople.com said that you said this, but it's always those things where you just make up answers.
Well, they're wrong, okay? I didn't do a speech about World War II and get laughs. That's crazy.
Unless you're... Are you saying theatrepeople.com lied?
Yes.
Wow. It's in print. Like, it could go on Wikipedia. This could go on your Wikipedia. The reason you got into comedy was because the point taken. So you want the point added back on because you lost a point.
I want it. Anyway, I'm confused. But I want the record to show I did not say that.
What did make? Were you the class clown? No. Don't answer. That's
okay. Where do you get your ideas, Ben?
Google.
All right. Question two. Who once went to a Crowded House concert and saw the lady next to them Google Crowded House?
Floyd.
Yes,
is
Floyd.
It Ray?
That is Ray. Yes, point there for Floyd.
Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, she must have been, I don't know if she was disappointed or confused.
Do you reckon she wanted to know the name of a certain song and thought, oh, if I Google it, their song list will come up and then I'll be able to yell out what song I want played?
No, she just had Crowded House open on her phone. She wasn't looking. She didn't seem to be looking for anything. She was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Excellent. All right, next question. Who paid for their father's vasectomy?
Wow. I'd love to know this.
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Is it... Floyd.
You are correct, yes. Point there for Ray, yes.
What?
Was wow.
It a joint birthday present? How did you pay for it?
Yeah. I didn't pay for it solely. Me and like my aunt and a cousin and stuff went in on it. Yeah, for my dad's 50th.
Because you come from a large family.
How much
you?
Is a vasectomy?
It's only, in New Zealand, it's only a couple hundred. It wasn't too much. It was like subsidised. But the.
It's about $1,000 here, Ben, if you want to know.
Have seven siblings.
Yeah. You have seven siblings?
Yeah, so I didn't want any more.
And you're the oldest?
Yep.
Yep. And the youngest is how old?
4.
So 24 years difference.
Yeah.
There you go.
So does that...
That's fucked
that
up.
Means you got the,
it is fucked
you
up.
You must have got him this recently, right?
Yep. Got it a couple of years ago when he turned 50.
All right. Next question. Who was a child to seek vengeance on a family member... unscrewed the lid of the peanut butter jar and left the unopened jar in the middle of the lounge room?
Tom.
Yes,
Walker.
Tom.
My guess is this is none other than Dirty Ben Koshin.
No, this is Ray O'Leary, a point off, Tom.
Oh, no. Dude. I would never disrespect my family in such a way. That's the work of Ray O'Leary.
Was it Ray? All of Ray's ones are him just being really mean to his family.
Yeah.
I would like to say that opening up a peanut butter jar, I wouldn't consider that really mean. I wouldn't
do it. I'll tell you that much.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's beyond the pale. You know how things go where you are.
I don't know what's happening in New Zealand.
Run out of Sydney. That kind of behaviour.
Come on, she put the lid back on.
Was it your mum again, or was it another member of the family?
I was with my mum.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah. And so a pattern's emerging.
She had made me dress up as a tampon. I was furious. So.
Yeah,
I can't remember what she had done to me, but she had aggrieved me, and I opened up a peanut butter jar, and I guess I couldn't leave it in the kitchen because no one would, you know, justice has to be seen to be done. So just put it in the lounge and just left it there. You know, wow. Got her back.
Brutal. Next question. Who recently ate two Yumbos as part of their job?
What's a Yumbo?
A Yumbo is Hungry Jack's new meal, which is cheese with five pieces of ham. Yes, Ray.
It must be Tom Walker, right?
You are correct. It is Tom Walker.
If
what's a Yumbo?
A Yumbo. Do you want to explain, Tom?
Yeah, you know it's not Floyd, Ray. So a Yumbo is a recently returned menu item from Hungry Jack's, which is the best named but worst executed item in food history. It is five slices of ham and a single slice of cheese on a hamburger bun. But in an interesting twist, the cheese is below the ham. So and also the ham is folded. Yes, the ham is folded. So in the epicenter of the Yumbo, you are dealing with a solid centimetre of ham versus a scraping of cheese that doesn't even have a chance.
Wait, so is it cold ham and then like a warm hamburger?
It is a warmed, it is all warm.
Nothing's hot, it's all warm.
Yeah, it's the most microwaved item I've ever eaten.
Warm.
How's the ham
as well?
Is it good quality ham?
Who paid you to do this for work?
Multiple people on twitch.tv/TomWalker is good.
It wasn't Hungry Jack's.
I floated the idea of, and like I sent, because they don't deliver the Yumbo. It's a pickup only item. Wow. And so Demi had to leave the house and I'd paid for her Uber to the Yumbo and back. And she came back with two Yumbos, which I then reviewed.
Can I ask, how did you feel after eating two Yumbos?
Honestly, in terms of like impact on the body, it's pretty minimal.
Oh, really?
I think it's because it's so uncreative. You are essentially just eating the worst possible ham and cheese sandwich.
Right.
There's no opportunity for Hungry Jack's to add their signature grease.
I remember my friend and I tried to eat like four cheeseburgers in one sitting, and I've never felt worse in my entire life.
Because there's. Like, this is like meant to be a nostalgia item. Like, it was apparently when Hungry Jack's first opened in Perth, it was like on the menu and then they took it off. I would say for reasons that no one wanted them. And now they've brought them back thinking that people are going to go crazy for this. But Hungry Jack's started off only being in WA. So people on the east coast of Australia have no idea where the Yumbo comes from. It's like cheese and ham sandwich.
Yeah, my thing is that, so the ham is folded over, so it feels like you're eating twice as much ham as there is in one per bite, right? So it feels like 10 slices of ham.
Yes, at minimum at the epicenter of the Yumbo. But on the outskirts of the Yumbo, it feels like you're eating almost no ham at all. It's a fascinating item.
Speaking of food, who here was the face of Tip Top Bread?
Whoa.
Oh, Ray?
Yes, Ray.
Was it Floyd?
You are correct. Another point there for Ray.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations, Floyd.
Thank you. It was a long time ago when I was younger.
That's awesome.
So how old were you then?
Like 6 or 7.
So, that's cool. Going to school still. So people will know that's the girl from the bread. You better bring it up every lunchtime. People eating their sandwiches. Hey, speaking of bread, check it out. I'm the one on the bread. All right, next question. Yeah. Who is on YouTube saying, that is a hot kid? One of you is on YouTube saying, that is a hot kid.
Floyd.
Yes, Floyd.
Is it Ray?
No, it's Ben Caution.
I was really hoping it wasn't me.
Thank God.
It's insulting.
I feel like, I think that one's wrong as well.
No, I watched it today. It's you talking about yourself, though.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Hot kids' shoes for sale.
Apologies, Ray. No offense.
So it's the video of you doing audio commentary on your own bar mitzvah video.
Yes. And I was an all right looking kid, I reckon.
Yeah, you had a good haircut.
Thanks.
Yeah. I want to go on record now just to be clear. I think all kids are ugly. don't put that on me.
also, Ben, this is something that I didn't tell you the first time. I only met you for the first time in the flesh like a month ago.
That's
even
right.
Even though I'd met you on podcasts twice before.
Yep.
I thought you would be taller.
Really?
Because what I'm seeing now is just shoulders up. And I thought, oh, that man's easily 6'2", 6'3".
Wow, that'd be awesome. Wow.
And then I met you and you're like, you're not much taller than me. It was...
Well, a little bit taller, but...
You're like, what, 5'5"?
I'm a little munchkin of a guy, but with huge shoulders.
And I felt a tug at my pant leg, and I looked at it, and who's there? Little Ben Cotton.
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I'd love to be 6'2" or 6'3". Yeah, what's it like, Tom?
Yeah, Tom, you're that.
Would you...
You guys would love it.
Ray, you're quite tall, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm like 6'1", so I could kind of relate to where Tom's coming from. It's pretty...
Yeah, kind of.
What are you, Tom? You're 6'4", 6'5"?
No, I think I'm 6'2" or 6'3".
The perfect height.
Yeah.
Oh, stop, come on.
But I'm a giant for my family. Whatever. Everyone in my family is like 5 foot. Six. I'm like enormous. My grandpa doesn't even know how tall I am. He asked me if I was 6'3".
Well, he only sees you like on Zoom from the shoulders up. He's confused.
Yeah, we've got a podcast on Zoom that we do. It's very similar to this.
Oh, it's sad if you're doing a show called "Don't You Know Who I Am" with your grandfather. Next question: who would sneak out of the house as a kid at midnight to press traffic lights?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Tom.
You are correct. A point there for Ben.
Wow. Yeah, sounds like the sort of kooky thing he'd be up to.
What's the?
It was fun.
It was fun.
So this is when I was like, I don't know, 17, 18. Me and my friend would sneak out of our house and we'd meet up at this one traffic light that was near my house and we'd press the button. And if it was late enough at night, you know, if you press the button, it pretty soon switches over. Like it feels you press the button. It's like, oh, okay. And we'd see a car way off in the distance and try and time the button press so we could hold them up for a few seconds and just look at them.
That sounds fun as a kid.
Yeah.
Right, next question. Who here was paid $2 for their first kiss?
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
I'm going to say Floyd.
You are correct. That was Floyd, yes.
Wow.
How do you know that, Ben?
I don't think anyone would pay a man for a kiss.
Yeah, that's the...
No one wants to...
I would have guessed Floyd, but I didn't like the optics.
Yeah, me neither. I was worried.
I was a little bit worried. Like... Yeah. Congratulations on the tainted win, Ben.
Looking
around at the three of us.
It wasn't dirty. It was dysfunctional, though. My mum paid me $2 to kiss this, like... kid for TV.
Oh, wow.
That sounds worse.
For TV.
Yeah, now that I say it out loud, it sounds really bad, yeah.
What was the show called?
Being Eve.
Being Eve. Do you know this show, Ray?
Yeah, that's I don't think I watched it, but yeah, Being Eve was like a popular teenage show, right? Yeah, I remember that.
I was like the little Eve, the flashbacks to young Eve.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah.
And so you got $2 for your work.
Yeah, well, I only did like one scene where I... Oh, no, and I got a Fruju as well.
What's a Fruju?
It's like that popsicle.
It's like an orange juice popsicle. It's delicious.
Oh,
delicious.
I would say they're like the equivalent of our Sunny Boys.
Yeah.
Sounds right. But so did you get to keep any of the money or did you just get $2 for the...
$2. I don't think I don't have the $2 coin anymore.
But your mum was the director, which is why.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she was
still probably some suspect labour practices.
Yeah.
It's happening. There.
And our final question for the game: who once, in the middle of the night, helped a man find his missing wife, only for the wife to be home in bed?
Ray.
Yes, Ray.
Is it Ben?
You are correct, Ray.
Wow.
Oh,
that is nice.
You
nice
guys are
guy.
Both. What were you doing at midnight, you two? Ben and Tom just always out at midnight doing shit.
Some cool
pretty rambunctious.
Go to bed. That's unhealthy.
Yeah, this guy was a real piece of work, I gotta say.
So where were you?
It was in Costa Rica, in a remote beach place. And it was a very dangerous place. And I was volunteering there, not to brag. But I was with all these volunteers, and he came into our little campsite, and he was like Canadian. He's like, "Oh my God, I can't find my wife. I can't find my wife." And then everyone was like, "All right, we'll help you." And like, we had torches, and we were like looking up and down the beach. And he was like having a panic attack because he couldn't find his wife. And he was like, "Oh no, I hope she didn't go in the water. She can't swim." And then everyone was panicking. And then someone was like, "Did you check back in your room?" And she was back in the room. I was very upset.
It would be. That would be, yeah, an upsetting
thing. Wanted his wife to be dead after I found that out.
At the end of the game, the scores are Floyd Alexander Hunt on 2 points. 2 points.
Not great.
Tom Walker on 4 points. Ben Koshin on 7 points. But our winner with the final question of the game, Ray O'Leary on 8 points. Yes.
Oh. Well done, Ray.
Yay. Congratulations, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, Ray, because you win, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. If you've got shows coming up, you've got a podcast, you've got anything you want to plug, plug away.
I get to plug. Well, great. I don't know when this comes out, but I guess for anyone in Australia who wants to fly to New Zealand, I'm doing a show at the Comedy Festival, and there are still tickets available for my Auckland run, so come and check that out.
I've got listeners in New Zealand. Go watch Ray.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah. Go watch Ray.
Comedyfestival.co.nz. Check it out.
There you go. Cool. Ben, where can people see you?
They can see me at the Yenmore Theatre for the Sydney Comedy Festival. 13th, 14th, 15th of May, I think. And the show's called I'm Done It. And yeah, I think that's all the things they need to know.
And follow Ben on Twitter as well. Follow Ray.
Oh, you've really got to follow me on Twitter.
Follow them all on Twitter. Tom Walker, where can people find you?
We've got a podcast with Demi. It's called BigSoftTitty.png, and I'm getting. I know, but it's there's no format. It's not researched, but we answer some questions today. I found a Quora that was about a guy who wanted his dog to stop looking at him. that and I stream over at Twitch.tv/TomWalkerIsGood. I mainly drive a truck in American and Euro Truck Simulator, and then I do other stuff sometimes too.
Excellent. And Floyd, where can people find you?
I'm doing Sydney Comedy Festival, like Ben. I'm at the Factory from the 12th to the 16th of May.
And tickets are at...
You can find them on my website, awesome. Floyd Alexander Hunt, or they're also just on the Sydney Comedy Festival website as well.
Great. Okay, so, listeners, the 40th birthday show, my 40th birthday show is happening. Tickets are on sale. More than two-thirds of the tickets have already been sold. So get in quick. They only went on sale today, as day of recording. So, you know, there's only like 40 tickets left. So make sure you get a ticket. It's June 26th, so it's a while away, but get in quick before they're all sold out. So all the money, all the profits is going straight back on the bar. So June 26th, 5 p.m. at Comedy Republic. That's all I had to say. Thank you all for playing.
Thanks
for listening.
I'll
see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you later.
And we're back again. It's just me at the end of the show to read out some iTunes reviews, because this has been really fun going through the iTunes reviews. And you guys are always so lovely. So many 5 stars. So thank you for everyone who's put 5 stars. So let's read. I'll read out 3. And here we go. So this one is from DapperDan95. One of my all-time favorite podcasts. I look forward to the new eps every week. Always guaranteed to laugh out loud. The only podcast that's better than this one is the Patreon-exclusive Top 5, which Josh runs as part of the Don't You Know Who I Am Patreon. It is. If you haven't listened to the Top 5s, they're really, really good. I really, really am enjoying that. And it's almost reinvigorated podcasting and doing this, because, you know, it's always fun to do something that doesn't happen to be funny. And so this one's from Wallaby Dot, 5 stars. It says, how to ensure others physically distance from you the easy way. You know that saying, if you can't work out the crazy person on public transport, it's probably you? Well, this podcast will make others think you are a bit crazy. You'll spend the entire time listening to this giggling to yourself, or in actual fact laughing out loud and occasionally cringing out loud. Yeah, that's me. Thus ensuring that the people who don't understand physical distancing give you a super wide berth. My favourite podcast. Thanks, Jill. This always brightens the day I listen. Thanks, Wallaby Dot. Yeah, that's what I realise that now that, you know, everyone's going back into the workplace and people are listening on public transport again, that, because I understand. I understand that people going out of the podcast, but it's always nice when you see there's people coming right back. So here we go. This one. This one's called A Poo the Size of a Coke Can, which very early on, I reckon this was probably like, oh, I'd say episode 6, 7. I know Damon Callanan was in it because he remembered, he quite often brings up A Poo the Size of a Coke Can to me. So this is from Cassandra. Fantastic. Great format. Very funny. Love hearing the guest stories, but I want to hear more about Josh's life in Burnie. It's lovely that Josh gives up and comes a chance, but the more well-known guests are, unsurprisingly, usually funnier. The Ben Russell, Louis Theroux, Michael Caine, Matt Stewart episode is one of the best. It is. It is one of the best ones. Hey, I always worry about putting in too much of my own stuff. So I had another comment this week saying, hey, more of yourself in it. So maybe there'll be more Knowing Me, Knowing Yous in the future. At the same time, 253 episodes. I am running out of stories. But I'm gonna have a chat with my brothers and see if they can refresh my memory of me being a dickhead when I was younger. And maybe some uni mates as well, because I haven't really dipped into the uni stories. Hey, thanks everyone who's been leaving iTunes reviews. Thanks everyone who listened this far. Hopefully I see you at my birthday show if you can. Also keep an ear out if you're in Brisbane. I'll be up there. Maybe I'll come back through Sydney and do a show in Sydney. And Adelaide, hey, you're there. I want to do some shows there. So if you are in Adelaide, let me know if you would be interested in coming and see a show. And I'll try and pop over there as well. Hey, thanks everyone for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.